Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 145 for Tuesday, November 17th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were weaker Tuesday morning, feeling pressure from the Canadian currency. Canola was anywhere from 90 cents to $1.80 below unchanged, with the January contract coming in at $470.30 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both weaker, which contributed to the losses. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less desirable to foreign buyers. However, Chicago soybeans and soy oil were both higher, which limited the declines. Most traders expect the next Statistics Canada crop survey to point towards a larger canola crop. A new report from the United Nations suggests El Niño will be very strong this year, and that will negatively impact world crop production. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were up a cent, with the most active January contract coming in at $8.61 a bushel. Values felt some support from technical trading and reasonable demand. October crush numbers came in below expectations, though, which was bearish. Prices are feeling support at the $8.50 range and resistance at $8.65. Corn was 1 cent lower, with the December contract coming in at $3.58 a bushel. Short covering helped support prices this morning. The USDA says U.S. corn sales to Mexico topped 953,000 metric tons in 2015-2016. Nearly all of the U.S. corn crop has now been harvested. Cheap corn coming out of South America continues to weigh heavily on the market, though. U.S. wheat is 5 cents lower, with the December contract coming in at $4.88 a bushel. A new report indicates the U.S. winter wheat crop is improving. As well, projections for the Ukrainian wheat crop point towards a much larger one than people were expecting. This is due to favorable weather conditions in the Black Sea. Many traders are short in the market right now. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, November 17th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.